Ascension. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of April 13, 2025. I guess it is time to be a little controversial again. I will bust a few bubbles with this one. Sorry, I am not New Age. Ascension is a vast topic, and I could write entire books about it, although perhaps I have already done so, because all and each one of the subjects I publish in this YouTube channel are aimed at helping humankind in their ascension progress, yet I do so not from a perspective of superiority, but from my own point of view, and during my own path of spiritual growth. However, I do indeed have access to a wider perspective about what is going on, there on Earth, simply because I do not live there physically, and because I have access to much of the exopolitical panorama going on around Earth, directly involving many non-human races, and the Galactic Federation, which is the ultimate controller of the planet. Yet that does not make me superior in any way, as I am just a girl who climbed up a mountain, therefore can see more than other people who are down in a valley. Having said that, this topic about ascension is my point of view, for what it is worth, and I do not want to impose it as an ultimate truth. Your reality is for you to decide, however it is my truth and it is the result of the conclusions I have arrived at, after having seen and considered all the evidence I have at my disposal. On Earth, the concept of ascension, as in the ascension of humankind, or as in planetary ascension, is directly associated with the cabal-controlled New Age movement, although it pulls much of its resources from other sources as well, yet it does so only when those other sources back up their narrative, therefore are useful to validate what they claim, all while ignoring other sources which may contradict their official narrative. The power structure on Earth is heavily compartmentalized, which means that no one there holds the complete picture of what is going on, or what is true and what is a false narrative which was developed for manipulative population control purposes. And this goes for everyone, including those in power. What makes this worse is that the compartmentalization also extends far beyond the limits of planet Earth, as the Galactic Federation also uses it extensively to control and manipulate the star races which are associated with it, and those elsewhere as well, being that the power structure on Earth and its super-controlled truth monopoly are only a reflection of how things are outside the planet. Humans on Earth tend to separate things and not see the connections between them, concentrating only on their differences, and this goes for the New Age movement, which has intoxicated so many people and star seeds, feeding them with a new perspective about reality and filling their hearts full of hope, which is so badly needed in such a complicated, cruel, and sick society. The New Age movement is seen as a breath of fresh air, and as a thought tendency belief system which is vastly going against the establishment, yet my data indicates that it was developed around the 1960s by several cooperating three-letter intelligence agencies, in direct collaboration with the Vatican itself, and it was developed as a guidance mechanism to trap and control all the new independent thinkers and free souls which did not agree with the system, and guide them to work in their benefit, and not against those in true places of power on Earth. Whereas the New Age may seem against the system and their cabal creators, it is only an illusion, as their agencies have been and still are guiding the topics and the tendencies offered by it, and in the end it only reinforces their old narratives. Therefore they sequester and hijack the minds of those free thinkers and souls, guiding and bringing them back into the flock. Consequently, normalizing those souls and preventing them from escaping the system and their matrix. I must point out that the New Age movement has many good things to it, as it has opened minds to see the possibility of other belief systems which may work better for them, and has been a source for a lot of hope, positive thinking, and good vibes. So I do not doubt that it has many good things to it, yet here, in this video, we must concentrate on one aspect of it, and it is ascension. I cannot repeat here all that they say and claim about ascension, as it is a very vast subject and has many different angles and variables, which also change from author to author, yet in general, these are the most prevalent and fundamental aspects common to at least most of those authors. It is said that Earth and humanity are going through a process where their consciousness is expanding to a point where it will transform all of society and the planet itself, moving from a service to self to a service to others mentality, which benefits everyone. They say that evil on Earth will be, or is being, defeated during this ascension planetary purification process, bad entities are being expelled, and this reflects onto the claims of the cabal being dissolved, mass arrests of the deep state and so on. All as the effects of an increase in consciousness vibratory frequency that affects the entire planet and everyone in it. Some authors claim that even DNA is, or will, transform itself into something more crystalline and closer to source, as the result of such a vibratory increase, which is also being propitiated by waves of high energy coming either from the star Alcyone in the Pleiades, which is just another star by the way, or from the center of the galaxy or from wherever. Those other popular authors base their claims on many sources, which include other popular authors who came before them, therefore, they validate each other as they bounce their ideas between them, while they also create variants which spring from their imagination, all while other lesser-known authors follow their tendencies blindly serving as information repeaters and as useful idiots who do not have the mental strength or the courage to develop and publish their own original and personal conclusions, as they base theirs only on what famous authors say, and do not dare go against them for fear of invalidation. Now, those bigger famous authors base their information and what they claim also on other authors whom they deem superior to them, many of whom may hold some sort of proof of the kind that is socially and scientifically accepted on Earth. For example, many claim that ascension, as the New Age and like-minded individuals, claim it is based on facts such as the vast amount of data coming from countless individuals who have been submitted to deep hypnosis and which are congruent among themselves and each other. Perhaps the most well-known author who has pushed this last concept is Dolores Cannon, who dedicated her entire life to doing high-end hypnosis and past life regressions, and to a very large number of people. With that data, she concluded that there is going to be a dramatic ascension process on Earth where it will literally separate into two planets, one where all the regressive people and entities will remain, and another, called New Earth, where all the good people and beings will reside in harmony. Other authors base their works on what Dolores Cannon claimed, but also base what they have concluded on near-death experiences, many of which are also quite congruent among the studied examples, and they also base what they say on biblical quotes and interpretations, as well as on other shadier and less precise similar sources coming from ancient and more recent documents, tablets, engravings, and so on. I don't doubt that some of that may be true, yet the interpretation of all that data can be seen and done in different ways. So I am not fully invalidating all those authors and researchers with what I will say next, which is my opinion about what is truly going on with the subject of ascension of humanity and planet Earth. These are my conclusions. For me, ascension is a personal endeavor, a process of acquiring the capacity to think and perceive things beyond what is socially accepted on Earth, which brings a vast expansion of consciousness and awareness, which will amount in a larger capacity to perceive and interpret reality at large, and which ultimately means that the subject will increase its vibration and its existential realm with it. As it is a very private and personal process, no one external to the individual can do the work for the subject. Another being may serve as an inspiration, a guide, or as a muse, but the hard work must be done by each soul or the process simply will not work, as they would become followers once again, and therefore, part of the system or of a smaller system within the larger one, and the best example of this is the New Age movement, as it is a system controlled by the very system it meant to challenge and replace, using the principle of controlled opposition. The controllers of Earth, on the planet and off-planet, know humankind better than they know themselves, and they have a vast network of specialists and experts in human behavior, including legions of psychologists, psychiatrists, and so on. On one hand, they create despair, suffering, and hardship, making life on Earth as difficult as possible to control and exploit humankind's manifestation abilities, to perpetuate the matrix as it is, and to manifest and maintain their sick egregore lower astral beings, which feed off what humans manifest when they concentrate on bad things and on everything that causes fear, and which are also used to perpetuate suffering on Earth. But to be able to successfully exploit humankind and their souls for a protracted period, they must also create a system that gives them some sort of hope, or else all the people will simply collapse into total despair, as happened during the alleged Middle Ages, where countless people in Europe were committing suicide because of the high taxes and other abuses their Vatican-sponsored overlords were imposing on them. This incident caused the concept of reincarnation to be expunged from religious biblical texts, by the way, as an effort to control and manipulate the people even more, as death was no longer an escape option for all those suffering souls, as they were threatened with eternal damnation. Today, a large part of those positive hope-giving mechanisms to keep people and their souls going, and to continue exploiting them, is the New Age movement and the promise of an imminent personal and planetary ascension which will solve all their problems. Imminent ascension that never happens, as it is only one more manipulative promise they cannot keep because it is not up to them, the controllers of Earth. It depends on each soul and their individual growth of consciousness process. Those who control the New Age in their characters, mostly fictional by the way, flood the media with beautiful messages of hope, love, and light, which are incredibly appealing to people who are suffering in their lives, and who are disillusioned from the system and what its established religions have to offer. Everyone needs hope in their lives, especially when going through hard times, which tends to be the norm on Earth, and the cabal, with their New Age, despicably exploit the people's very real suffering to control and manipulate them even more, bringing them into their countless variants of belief systems, which are nothing other than reruns and modern-time adapted variants of their old religions, like in the Bible and the Gospels again, but this time with flying saucers and benevolent aliens. Always in the brink of saving the planet from all things evil. And as ascension is always about to happen, people continue believing it could occur tomorrow, therefore they keep pushing on, enduring all kinds of hardship and abuses, being exploited in every way while they cling to the hope they need so desperately. What a cruel and despicable mechanism they have created. Yes, there are extraterrestrials, and most of them are quite benevolent and want to help humanity, but they cannot help as needed nor as described by the New Age movement and its ascension, because they are also under the control of a larger mechanism, which is exactly like the one on Earth, but developed to contain and control countless star races under one mass of space laws which govern them, and all in the name of benevolent, positive, mutually beneficial, peaceful relationships among those star races. The Galactic Federation is that larger government controlling star citizens as they do with humans on Earth, As the Cabal and its governments, there are nothing other than an adapted version of the same mechanisms at work off-planet. They allow, or cause the suffering on Earth, then they impose hope-giving mechanisms to keep the people and their souls going, to exploit them even more, and then they promise a planetary liberation or ascension that cannot happen because they also control the very benevolent extraterrestrials they claim will help humanity, limiting, harassing and threatening benevolent star cultures so they cannot help humankind directly. And one of the main ways they control those benevolent star races who want to help humanity is by immersing them neck deep in a legal labyrinth, with confusing and contradictory laws and regulations which are impossible to understand, much less to follow, and which do not always apply to all, which causes even more confusion, as happens with the infamous Prime Directive. After having said all that, there is a lot of truth in what great authors like Dolores Cannon said, but ascension is, and can only be an individual process, and only when a great number of highly conscious and highly aware positive individuals reaches a tipping point, will the entire social structure on Earth change, or so it is said. There is some logic to this, as the collective unconscious will affect all the other individuals who have lagged behind with their personal progress in consciousness. And a very large number of highly conscious and aware individuals is not needed to reach this point, because there aren't as many people on Earth as you are officially told, there is only a fraction of that number, and most of those people are backdrop people who only work with a matrix program, following the official rules and narratives only, and are incapable of any type of original thought. It is said that those backdrop people, or non-player characters, NPCs, have no one inside, have no soul. But this, although highly possible and even probable, is also a cruel and dangerous proposition, as it is also logical to think that some souls may be at a low conscious awareness level of evolution where they need to experience a fully guided, fully pre-made incarnation, where they simply have to follow rules and learn vicariously. Ascension is a personal process, and can only be so, as the external world is only a reflection of who the observing individual is, because no one can interpret, or can understand, as in standing under, to see what is below and what causes what is above, anything that is outside, beyond or above its current level of consciousness awareness. No one needs to wait for a planetary ascension, as they can do so on their own, and have the entire process completely under their personal control, and with their personal requirements. This is true to me even when it sounds like total solipsism, which states that everything else is just a representation of the mind. Personal ascension can be achieved even in the worst of conditions, because a subject with a soul does not live in an existential realm. It is in itself a complete existential realm on its own and by right, simply because it is a complete and valid point of view of the greater source. Where an individual exists in its physical body does not determine its mindset and level of consciousness. It does not define the individual and its soul's existential realm or density dimension. You can walk through hell and still be ascended. You can get angry at matrix things, and you can suffer hideous things that happen on Earth and still be ascended. But that is mentally and spiritually ascended. You may say, yes, that is correct, but if sustained long enough, your entire surroundings will change to match the vibration of your thoughts and of who you truly are. And even at death, ultimately, it is a liberation from the biological suit that is designed to equalize the vibration of different kinds of souls who are at different evolution levels, so as they can live in one single existential realm for the learning experience that such a mixture of souls and their different levels will provide, and at the end of life the individual will inevitably manifest an existential reality that is a perfect vibration match to its own. Heaven, purgatory, and hell exist, but only as the result, and as the direct reflection of the individual who is manifesting it for itself. I remember a scene in the 1998 war movie, The Thin Red Line, where there is an American assault on a Japanese base in the South Pacific during World War II, and in the middle of all the chaos, in the middle of all the shooting at each other and of all the killings, in the middle and in the thick of it, there was one Japanese soldier who was in a lotus position on the floor in a deep meditative state. While everyone around him was fighting, shooting, killing and dying, he was there undisturbed, in his own personal existential realm. In short, there will be no planetary ascension as you were told by the New Age, yet something even better can come to you. You do not need anyone, nor anything, to ascend on your own, as it is a highly personal and private process only you can do. The deep state is not finished, and the only arrests you will see about it will be of those individuals who, having been members of it, have fallen from the grace of their masters above. They arrest those who were disobedient and who did not follow the rules of their hideous secret societies, and then they may expose them publicly to use them for more brainwashing, population control propaganda. The government behind the governments is not finished, much on the contrary, it is stronger than ever, because it is facing formidable opponents in the shape of an increasing number of highly aware individuals, mostly star seeds, who are changing society on Earth from within. It cannot be finished as it does not reside entirely on Earth, as the so-called deep state, or government behind the governments is rooted well beyond the limits of planet Earth, as it is caused, controlled, and is a reflection of what is going on in space, among countless star races and their complex exopolitical relationship. It is being caused by the Galactic Federation itself. Right now, there is an incredibly strong tug of war going on Earth. There is a great fight for the minds, consciousness, and very souls of those incarnated there. And those who dare think on their own will be the ones who will escape the matrix of Earth. Focus on yourself, and develop your own personal frame, develop your own high ethics and stand by them with courage and fearlessness. The planet will not soon split in two as said, rather it splits today and now, and into as many planet Earths as there are unique conscious aware souls, as each one manifests and creates its own reality as a reflection of who each one is. And that is happening in the now as the result of the thoughts and actions of every soul, and not as the result of any galactic saviors, nor of any dubious and strange metaphysical effect. You are the only one who controls and decides the how and the why of your own ascension. Choose what you focus on wisely, as you are the master of your reality, and no one else is. I wrote this with all my love and dedication to the people of planet Earth. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Queen Marie, 1st of Temer.